Good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning, and welcome, welcome, welcome. It is time now for another one of our community connections, and we have with us John Wirtz and Sheriff Scott Owen here with Washington Community Council. Hi, guys. How you doing?
Hey. How are you?
Good to be here.
Doing great. I was speaking with John just a little bit ago, and John, you were telling me what the purpose of the council is.
Yes, yeah, so the community council is a group that we meet once a month to kind of bridge the gap between the community and law enforcement to help bond and make that strength grow. We've been having monthly meetings. Our next meeting is June 10th at 7 p.m. That'll be this Thursday at Renew Church there in Dewey. And we have a couple different projects we're trying to do for the community, one of those being Ring doorbell camera systems so we can help people protect their homestead and their neighbors, and then that also, you know, if a crime does occur, they can give that to local law enforcement. They will, and we can kind of be proactive, you know, and give law enforcement an extra set of eyes if something does happen. But and then we're going to do a camp for at-risk youth at Stormwalker Ranch, and it's going to be with equine therapy and kind of help these kids grow and, you know, learn patience and confidence and a few other things, and help them and a few other tools like fishing and archery and a few other things so they can use when they grow up.
And those are things that not only are constructive, but it takes a lot of concentration and it takes a lot of different things to put it all together. And when you put those things together, you build confidence.
Yes.
in a human being.
Yes, with this equine therapy, they're going to fail at it, you know, and that's what it's designed to do. The animals, you know, they're exactly what they are. They're animals, but they are trained to, where the kids fail, the horses will come to them and, you know, bond with them afterwards, and, you know, it'll raise that confidence back up. So,
Sheriff, you're on the council here. Tell us what your role is with John.
Well, I worked with John for quite some time, but even before the council, he was actually on our reserve unit at the sheriff's office for a while, and he had a law enforcement experience in Tulsa County prior to that, and when he decided to put this together, it was kind of at a time when the whole nation was in turmoil, and he saw a need that he felt he could affect a bridge between the public and law enforcement, so instead of being separated and us against them, it was we all work collectively together for the common good of the community as much as we can. So just to make our community, our county, and our city a whole lot better place to live.
I remember speaking with you several months ago, almost a year ago, about community policing at the sheriff's level. And it's basically tearing down walls and building bridges.
It is. And fortunately, in Washington County, we don't have a ton of walls to tear down.
That's good.
We've always worked well with the community and the community with us. They've supported us. Are we going to have problems periodically? Yes, and they're usually isolated and individual. However, we want to work for the common good and most effectively for the support of the Constitution of the United States, the state of Oklahoma.
Now, John, I want to get back to you here. You brought up these Ring systems. These are cameras you're on your doorbell, right?
There's doorbell and actual camera system itself that you can mount on, you know, at the end of your garage. So we're looking at both of those. We're working, doing some fundraising to try to provide those. It's going to be called Cops with Donuts. It's going to be at Pop's Donuts on Millwater Road. We've had some different businesses donate some money as well. We're going to have a live band out there, an inflatable for kids. I think we're going to have several different, you know, cop cars and maybe the SWAT armored vehicle out there so kids can see what all goes on with this, and kind of just have, we're going to have it till about noon on the 19th and let people interact there. But the Ring doorbell, I mean, it's, like I said, it's going to be to help protect the homestead, you know, give people this ability. Some people can't afford these cameras, so we're going to try to provide it for them, maybe even the service for them. All they would have to have is Wi-Fi in their home, and then they can run this Ring doorbell. They'll control everything, and nobody else will have access to it. It'll just be them, and they can, you know, if a crime does occur, they can email that information to the local law enforcement agencies, and that they will have complete control of it.
Sheriff, how valuable have these these cameras been over the years?
Well, more and more lately is when we've been seeing it, because technology has become so advanced over the last couple of years. A few years ago, this was unthought of. But now with technology and the internet being like it is, it's become very effective. Before this, a lot of the folks out in the county, that if we had issues, they would invest in trail cams. And it effectively did the same thing very well. This gives us instant access. These people can see what's going on, even if they're not at home. Call us. Who knows? You may have a deputy a half a mile from the house. In Bartlesville, you're liable to have a police car a block from home. And I can see where it would be. It's going to be a big help, not only for the county, but for the city police as well, and the citizens in Bartlesville.
Now, John, now once again, this is one of these things that helps. It might not help you in a certain case, probably will, but it could also help your neighbors, because if somebody's messing around doing some things, those cameras are picking up a lot of different things that might not necessarily be the primary target.
Right, and you know, I would like to be able to say that we all will stand up for our fellow neighbor, but a lot of people don't necessarily want to get involved. Well, I mean, with Ring camera system, you can simply email it and to local law enforcement, you not be directly involved. I mean, but it's, I would like to see the whole community take care of each other, you know. It takes a community to raise a child. Well, it takes a community to kind of live together and be safe and prosper together. So I would like to see this work really well and be proactive against crime, and maybe deter crime if they see a lot more cameras in the neighborhoods and things like that.
Now, this is something that John and I were talking about prior to going on the air. I do believe it's the Bartlesville Police Department. It's going to go to the Westside Community Center. They're going to have a little bit of a seminar coming up, I do believe, on the 24th, about what to expect at a traffic stop. Because I don't think a whole lot of people, until they've been stopped, know what's going on and what to expect. And I've always been told as a kid, if you're being stopped, there's usually a reason. You might not know it, but there's a reason. And if you are stopped, it's best to remember that the good Lord gave you two ears and one mouth, and you better make a wise choice. and it's nothing else other than take in the information and then respond when appropriate.
Yes. And I mean, I think what Bartlesville Police Department's doing is great. I mean, the Sheriff's Department and the Bartlesville Police Department and even the Dewey Police, I've been actively involved in the community. It's one thing I've always enjoyed is seeing the, but this traffic thing, I think even for the people that are well-informed or been pulled over numerous times and know what to do, but then those ones that are young, the 16-year-old kids that are just getting behind the wheel, they need, or the 15-year-olds, I think they need to see this as well to know how to react, because when you're that young, you're going to be scared when you get pulled over. Your adrenaline's going, you just don't know what to do, and you wasn't taught necessarily.
And your family said they don't tell you that.
Well, but but your family might not tell you. You know, Some of these kids have one-parent homes, and the mom or the dad work a full-time job or two full-time jobs. They might not have time to instruct kids on every little detail all of life, and I think that going to as many of these things as you can will be beneficial.
It is. Well, and to keep in mind, majority of the people in our community have very little direct contact with law enforcement. And usually if it is, it's a traffic violation. And most folks may go through their life and never call the police hardly ever to their house. And that one exposure is a significant event in their life, because they've never had that before, and we like it that way, that they're not seeing us all the time.
It's great to be seen, but not seen professionally.
That's right.
It's great to see that car. It's great to see that vehicle out there. It really is, because you know you get a feeling of safety and security. But I mean I know what you mean. I was also talking to John. I said I think one thing that the young people might think when they're getting stopped is that the officer is also the judge and or the jury. They're not.
No.
You can't plead the case right there. It's not going to happen. Now, I want to get to this camp for our at-risk youth. It's going to be at Stormwalker Ranch.
Yes, sir.
And how do the parents or the kids get involved with this? Do we go to your Facebook page? Or how do we find
out? We're going to set up and have some Stormwalker Ranch has some forms that have to be filled out just
sure,
for liability.
Yes, yeah.
So, yes, I will be getting those out, and we will put all that on Facebook. They can print it out. They can email it to me. We're going to have some different information, but there will be a few law enforcement officers out there. We're going to have a nurse out there.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to have other adults out there.
And, of course, they're group of professionals out there are wonderful out there.
Yes, they are.
Good Lord, they're about the best you can find.
You know, my daughter's attended there for several years and doing, you know, horse riding lessons and different things like that, and mm-hmm. she quite enjoys it, and I'm very grateful of the things they've taught her out there. I've seen some equine therapy, and I'll be excited to see this, and hopefully this will work for our young youth, and we can build on this and build their confidence before they become young adults. And, you know, with the equine therapy, you know, archery, we're going to do some team building exercises. We'll have just events where they're going to feed them, and they're going to eat really well.
Oh, so. Yeah. Oh, yeah, they will. The kids get taken care of really well out there.
And they've got cabins out there where the kids will stay, and we'll have mm-hmm. campfire and different things out there.
Mm-hmm.
And the kids can, you know, play and have fun, fish, and do some other things. So there'll be a lot of different things, activities for the kids and even some of the adults that are out there to do with the mm-hmm. kids. So I think they can really build some strong bonds, especially with these animals. So
I think that's a wonderful idea.
I think it's a really good community interaction. And all too often, you know, children, especially if you're raised in town, you don't get any exposure to an equine situation, and horses are just wonderful animals.
They are. You know, and you're right, city kids or town kids, they might see something at the fair, might see something at the zoo, might see something on TV, but the interaction? No, not much. Mm-hmm. So it really is kind of special. And once again, you have the Facebook page, and it is Washington County Community Council.
Yes, sir.
All right, and that is it. And, of course, you have the email and phone number on the Facebook page so that people can contact
yep.
you.
It's Washington... COCC@gmail.com, and then the phone number is 918-331-7371.
All right, very good. Sheriff, what's going down at the Sheriff's Office these days?
Well, we're just maintaining patrols and investigating case after case after case. We've had to interact and assist a couple of out-of-county
incidents
lately, and we've just been very busy.
Indeed. You got some fun stuff coming up here a few months down the road with Cops and Riders.
Yep, Cops and Riders. Car show will be coming up in October, first weekend in October. So if you've got a collector car or any kind of car for that matter, you want to enter into the fundraiser for our Christmas program, we would be more than happy to have you.
And it is the safest little convoy you've ever been a part of.
That's right. lots of food.
Yeah, tons of it, as a matter of fact. Gentlemen, I want to thank you very much for both being in here today. Really appreciate it. And I know our community appreciates all your efforts, too. And we're going to get the word out about the ring systems and also about the camper at-risk youth. Thank you very much. Appreciate
thank you.
It, guys.